Bring some dollar bills to Mark and Ross, and I said, "These are yours." And Mark said, "No, not yours, ours." And I don't think he was protesting about the fact that I had said it about myself. I think he thought that yours means it was belonged only to one you, that is, you singular. And he was saying, "No, no, it's plural." And so he doesn't understand the sense in which yours can refer to plural plural second person possessors. October 10th. Know what Ross was grounded from. He said, "Grounded from what?" And I said, "He's grounded from getting together with Sandy, from together with Tony Sabico." Anyway, Marky, come here. Grounded from getting together with Tony Sabico because of talking in art. You understand, Mark? Oh, Mark, I give up. Anyway, Mark keeps on saying, and it doesn't care what happens to him, right? What was the other thing he said? And we tried to correct him. We said, no, it doesn't matter what happens to him. And Ross said that it's because Mark thinks that it is a person. In other words, he doesn't care what happens to him. But is that Ross? Right, Ross? Is that what Mark thinks?
No, he means to say it doesn't matter, but he thinks it is a thing.
Yeah. Who cares? Well, why does, which is he making a mistake on, cares or on it? When he says it doesn't care what happens.
It.
Okay, I think the mistake is on cares. I think he really wants to say it doesn't matter what happens to him.
That's funny.
Okay, same idea? Okay. Does it matter which one of us is right?
No.
Does it care which one of us is right?
No.
Very funny. Okay, I want you to get to working. Okay, tape recorder, I want to tell you that Ross brought home his first note from school. Saying that first bad note that he had actually gone overboard. It was from his art teacher, who is probably going to give him an unsatisfactory in conduct in art. He's probably going to get an unsatisfactory this term.
Now, last year, she had done something like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one unsatisfactory last year, too. In art.
Are you?
Steven. Yeah.
Can you please?
Mom will do it. Here you are, Mark. Say thank you, Mama.
Thank you, Mom.
I'm not quite sure why you couldn't do that for yourself, Marky.
What?
Why couldn't you have done that?
Putting too much in.
Oh, I see. Anyway, I'd honestly say that Ross, this is the first time Ross has really done something really, truly bad.
Eat it. Just eat it, Mark.
Mark, you're over the brink. You're over the brink, Mark. You're treading down thin ice. I mean it.
Treading down? Treading on.
Treading on thin ice.
Or rather, shaky.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ross and I just wanted to tell the tape recorder that Ross and I had a little bit of a set to about all this. We should say that when Daddy, even the day before, already, Ross and I were not, that's right. Ross, I tracked down on you for something. Remember it? I'm telling the tape recorder. Do you remember what I cracked down on you for? Late at night, something about reading in bed, and you wanted to read, and you were mad. You remember what that was all about?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what was it?
And so open house day.
Yeah.
And she told you about the grades, okay? And I got real mad because you were saying, it didn't seem like you were on my side, but you kept saying,
I'm on your side. Okay, what I'm saying, I'm on your side, Ross. I really want you to succeed, right? And
yeah.
Ross criticized me for invading his privacy. He said, I want to have my privacy. Privacy means that he wants to be popular and have lots of friends. What does privacy mean?
Sometimes it can mean you. You don't want anybody to come in.
Privacy means no one comes in.
Yeah.
Okay. Ross, what does it mean? What does having your privacy mean?
Well, people keeping their nose out of somebody else's business.
Okay, and then when the person brings home a note from the school that says that they haven't been good, should I keep my nose out of that business too? Okay, so that was what I was really worried about, right? Behavior. I was worried about behavior. And what was the other thing I was worried about? Puzzled looks in Mrs. Kuznicki's class. Puzzled looks. And what are puzzled looks about? Tell me about puzzled looks. And why do you give Mrs. Kuznicki a puzzled look? Why?
I don't know why.
What is it for? Why does she get puzzled looks?
Either I'm surprised, or I didn't know something, or I don't know what to do with something.
Why does that happen so often in Mrs. Kuznicki's class?
Hard stuff.
Excuse me? Hard stuff? Yeah.
And I'm not hearing it too well because I'm.
Why?
Well, I've been writing down everything.
You've been working hard, right? And writing.
Trying at least.
And you're not, sometimes when she explains things, you're trying to get
it
worked
out. I don't hear.
I understand. Sometimes I had the same problem when I was in your grade. I remember I did very well on my work, but sometimes I wouldn't listen to the instructions. And then I'd go off and solve the problem, but I had done it with the wrong instructions. Because I got really into the work. You do get into your schoolwork.
But what I mean is, at the end of the day, I'm working, and she gives a start homework. I don't even hear it.
You don't hear that you have homework? It sounds like you're tuning out of it.
Well, I think that if there's nothing wrong with not hearing the teacher.
Sometimes the teacher.
Or shouldn't he just know that every day there's a possibility of
some homework?
Homework, and if there hasn't been any given that he heard, he should ask about it.
Yeah, I think that's important.
But it's easier. It's certainly more.
Do you think you could straighten out some of these things before the parent-teacher conference?
Try.
Okay. One of the things, in art, you could easily straighten out your behavior.
Yeah, I bet.
That would be very easy to straighten out.
If I try.
Okay. So in Mrs. Kuznicki's class, you just have to try to learn her rules. Can you learn her?
What?
It's not a behavior problem.
I want anything.
She's not mad at your behavior.
Okay. Who? Kuznicki likes your behavior.
Yeah.
So you're doing okay.
She says you haven't been behaving badly. Is that right? Or have you behaved a little badly?
In Kuznicki's?
On the borderline? You mean we might get one of those notes from her soon? Have you been on the board?
Gray
area?
Mm-hmm.
Have your name been up on the board? For badness?
Mrs. Kuznicki doesn't take that.
Okay.
But sometimes, I don't hear about the homework.
Yeah.
We have to write our initials up on the board
until
we get finished.
Mm-hmm. Well, so.
What do you mean? Until you get finished with what?
Our homework.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we don't do it, we have to do it.
In class, okay.
No. Do you usually finish it in class? Good point.
Well, I always finish it in class.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe, how many days does she give homework? All the time? Every day?
Well, it sounds like
It's on Mondays, I think.
You think it's Mondays? First day of the week?
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Mondays, they have a test. Monday night, they're supposed to study for a test on Tuesday. That's what she told me.
What kind of test?
test? I don't know, are those a spelling test?
We do spelling tests on Friday.
Mm. Math test.
Oh.
You have a math test on Tuesday.
Oh, I hate those things.
Yeah, you've been getting a few B's too, haven't you? How have you been getting A's or B's?
Haven't seen my report card yet.
And doesn't she give you any feedback, any grades?
She only gives us numbers, and I know what the numbers said.
Well, what are the numbers you've been using again?
80, 90, 100, and 70.
Hmm. And which one do you get? Which one do you get most of it?
80.
No, 90. 90. Okay, 90 is an A. 100 is a good A.
Yeah, sometimes I get
80 is a B. And 70, not so good. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. There must be Fs.
Oh, yeah. You can get 60.
Fs.
60.
Fs. No, wait. These are 6. Fs are 5.
That's right. That's all you can do. That. If you get 4, 3, 2, you all get
there's
F. All
G's, the way I think.
No, there are no G's.
Below 5 is...
It's F, yeah.
Below 5 is...
Stinky, yeah.
Die.
Slice the head off. So, it sounds to me like, do you expect to get straight A's? Do you expect to get straight A's this time? Or what do you think you're going to get on your report card? How do you think it's going to come out?
Definitely not straight A's.
Well, that's too bad. You were doing so well last year. Okay, what do you think you're going to, what are you going to get? What grades do you expect to get?
B's and maybe a couple A's and maybe some C's.
Really? C's in what?
That's...
C's in handwriting?
About it. Yeah, probably. No, I'm getting pretty okay about handwriting.
Are you?
Wait, they go too fast and I can't catch up.
I know. Well, don't worry about that. You'll learn. You're still young. Okay, well, look, I'll tell you what. Let's try to keep the C's down, okay? I really don't want any C's. I don't want any C's coming up.
Well, I think the homework... What do you think you're going to get the A's in?
You can have A's and B's. I don't want any C's coming up.
Let's see.
There's math.
Maybe English.
Mm-hmm. Does that take spelling?
No. Probably spelling, English, and sort of math.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you though, for a kid in GATE, you really ought to be getting mostly A's.
Okay, or what you do on these.
You really ought to. It shows you not working.
Oh yeah, Jerry. He's smart. He is fooling around, messing around.
How about you?
And everything.
Have you ever seen you fooling around, messing around?
That kind of box on it.
Mm-hmm. Has anyone ever caught you messing around?
On the X's.
Okay. Once in a while?
Did that.
Once or twice? Okay. Pretty rare, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so you mess around a lot more in art, is that right?
Yeah, I hate art.
Well, you know something, if you want to be a cartoonist, you're going to have to be a good artist. You can't be.
I can do like Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and I can do sort of, I can sort of do Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, and Leroy, and Woodstock, and X.
Without?
Just by,
without copying, or just? From your brain?
In my brain.
You can do it? Okay. Well, but why don't you take out that, you know, why don't you use art as a time for you to work on some of those things? Because you always have to do haunted houses and things?
Mm-hmm. No, I always get homework and there's TV programs and...
What?
TV programs.
In art?
No.
Why is art so
boring? She doesn't give us... Free time very much.
Why is art so boring? Why is art so boring?
Besides, I don't even know where I get blank paper.
Well, why is art so boring? I want to know.
Let me see if you get like. Sometimes I don't know what to do, and sometimes I just can't find the piece I need, and it gets really boring.
Remember, you have to do this.
Well, maybe.
Okay, when you go in, art teachers usually know what they want you to do right away. They have the program all mapped out before the kids
and
come.
And I don't have a S a sonic folder.
You don't?
And all the others have nothing to do because I don't even know how to make it.
What is an SRA folder?
Well, you have to do cards and write the answers down on the paper.
Yeah.
And once you're done with about 12 sheets, you can go on to the next level. I think you start in Aqua.
Mm-hmm. And you haven't even got one? Sounds like you're really missing out on something in art class.
No. In the room.
Oh, in the room. Well, why don't you have an SRA folder in the room?
I don't know where to get it. I don't know how to make it.
Could I write a note to you? Did you ask Mrs. Kuznicki about it?
Well, she'd probably yell and say, "What?"
No, she wouldn't. She's really... I'll write a little letter, okay?
Brian will write a nice letter.
I'll say Mrs. Kuznicki, Ross is worried that he doesn't have an SRA folder. What goes into the SRA folder?
He doesn't know
what there's police, that is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, crime fighters, which is a different thing with cards.
Mm-hmm.
And levels, no, one level.
Mm-hmm.
If you finish that, you're out of the whole box.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should say that he's worried that he doesn't have one and he doesn't know how to make one.
I want to hear about crime fighters, though. What happens to crime fighters?
Well, you have to write, it's about police.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to write down the answers exactly like SRA. Only SRAs are mostly stories, and crime fighters are probably about how facts or stuff not to do and to do.
Well, SRA is just your reading score, right? It's your reading program.
SSER is where we read books, but SRA, well, we call it with cards.
It's your tests, right?
In second grade, we call it SRA, but in third, we call it the cards.
Mm-hmm. You call it the cards. And what do you do? Glue them into something?
Hmm.
Or staple them? Or what do you do?
Staple. Take a big thing about with a color,
mm-hmm.
write down your name and what color it is,
mm-hmm.
and staple your paper, your 12 papers in there, write down the answers of each, write down your name on, write down numbers on the pages, and write down the answers from the card. You see, you have to read it and figure out the answers and write them down on the paper places. And then, once you're done with one folder, you have to give it to her. And she'll check it. Only in third grade, she doesn't give us prizes.
Just 400 prizes, yeah. Okay. Well, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't need prizes in order to work, okay?
Well, that got us into it.
You should be into it.
I didn't have enough time in second grade, and I was still red. And even the two dumbest ones were in orange at least. And then I went super red past orange. Right past brown, the next one was there, and up to past blue,
I found. I was trying to write all over except this cane.
Oh, I see. You can't throw on the back.
No, I went to green.
Well, but how
after brown came yellow. After brown came tan. Then I passed tan, went to yellow, passed that, then I passed blue, I think, and I got up to green, and that's where I stayed.
Well, how come you can't zip through stuff in third grade like that?
We have more stuff, and I don't have a folder.
If you had a folder, could you zip through?
I'd try, and we don't have prizes, though.
Well, we don't need prizes to zip through, do you? Zipping through is still the prize, to see how fast you can zip through, that's the idea. So that's what she was teaching you.
We have gums, right? Well, every time
I'll give you a prize if you zip through.
Yeah, every time I finish a folder, I can have a piece of gum.
Okay, but you have to have a folder.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get one.
Why don't you just ask her for one?
I will.
How come you've waited so long?
Because I've been...
How many? Busy?
Yeah.
Kind of busy?
Yeah.
How long have you waited? Let's see. Since the beginning of school?
Yeah.
You gotta be joking me. Spike! You mean you've been doing the work and you haven't had the folder?
No, I haven't been doing the whole thing at all.
Spike! Mom, did you hear that? I can't believe this. I can't believe what's happened to you in third grade. You're going... I think it's time to pick up now, okay? No, I think it's time for you to get back in the swing of things. Look, like you were in second grade.
Here's another one.
Could
here's
you do
another
it?
One.